I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tiki and Tierney coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios, who found their better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Quite the night in the sporting landscape last night as the World Series kicks off. The Nats obviously played well. We'll get to that. The world champion Raptors got their bling, and boy, did they get a whole lot of bling. They got fitted for the ring. Siakam was terrific. The NBA's back. Let me just get to it right now. And I said this to Tiki as soon as he walked in the studio. LeBron James has a monster problem. LeBron James has a big, big problem. You want to know what the problem is?
What is that?
LeBron James doesn't know that he's in a real fight. LeBron James thinks, first of all, last night, the difference in energy, the difference in passion, the difference in physicality was eye-opening. Let me spell it out for LeBron James. You've got a guy who's a lot younger and a lot more athletic, and at this point, probably better than you.
And Kawhi.
Who's coming back home to recapture his city, a city that you have no equity in. You can make as many movies as you want. Your Lakers didn't even make the playoffs last year, your first year there. So last night, with all these billboards around, my city. Did you see his commercial for New Balance?
No.
His commercial for New Balance.
You want to talk about Kawhi Leonard's commercial?
Kawhi's.
Yep.
It's like the 5 or 6 seconds in, he goes to turn the key to the ignition. He's trolling LeBron. There's a little miniature crown. I'm going to show you this during the break. A little king crown. As Kawhi, it's like a convertible, like a 1960 whatever, it's a convertible, some fancy old car. Turns the engine on, you got this little crown dangling. And LeBron James doesn't think that this is a rivalry?
But that's not. That's
LeBron
not.
James.
It could be. It's probably not a shot at LeBron James. Look, let's listen to LeBron James talk about this.
Clueless.
Not being a
Go
rivalry
ahead.
And see if we agree with him.
I already don't.
I disagree. I disagree on how big of a test it was. It's the first game. You know, obviously, it's the NBA is back, and that's what everybody's trying to have the narrative of a rivalry game, and it's a huge test, I think. Both teams are not who they want to be. We have a lot of room to improve. We're a new group that's coming together. We have a new coaching staff. We have a new system. And it's not a rivalry. We're trying to get better every single day.
Okay, go ahead.
So here's my take on this.
Yes.
I 100% agree with LeBron James. I get that this is a rivalry on paper. It's two teams, the LA Clippers and the LA Lakers, who share an arena. There's a new energy around both teams, to be honest with you. So it feels like they're a rivalry. But LeBron versus Kawhi, that does nothing for me yet. AD versus whoever else you want to say. Let's say Paul George down the line. It does nothing for me yet. I agree with what LeBron is saying. They're still trying to figure out who the heck they are. They can't worry about being dominant or being dominated by the LA Clippers right now. It's just not, it's not a rivalry in the sense of the name on the jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, probably. But like emotionally affected by what Kawhi Leonard does or a commercial that he puts out, they're not there yet. I mean, maybe they get there when this thing is a battle and you know, they're fighting for
seeding.
The
battle's underway. LeBron just doesn't know it.
It's the first game of the season.
The battle's underway.
These guys have never played together.
Kawhi's coming for his soul.
Except in the All-Star game where it was, you know, like a free-for-all.
Uh-huh.
I get it. I get why people want to make this a rivalry.
Such a weak take by LeBron.
It's not a rivalry yet.
So
I agree with him.
Listen, it's not even about me reacting to the result because, sure, you could tell LeBron was trying to get the ball to Anthony Davis early, trying to empower him. I get that. All the basketball things we've seen him do over the years, which has made him great. Get guys a little confidence early, whether it's a game, whether it's a series, whether it's a season, whatever. I'm not talking about that. I don't mean the result from last night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean even that he shot 7 for 19 and was pretty much off and he got completely burned by Kawhi. I'm not talking about stats. I'm not talking about the final result. I'm talking about purpose. Kawhi Leonard went into that. When he went to midcourt, in his mind, the symbolism was, I'm about to snatch your soul and your city. And LeBron thinks it's not a rivalry. Now, that's okay. You know, we can try to make this, you know, hey, it's one. That's almost immaterial to the big picture. But he better realize fast, that Kawhi's coming for whatever mantle he thinks he has in L.A., which, by the way, is none. Kawhi's from there, all right? So Kawhi is from there. He's saying, I'm coming back home. Even though I left for a little bit, this is my crib. And you are the second tenant. And I own this place. And I thought last night, and I know that people can overreact to one game. Last night, the difference in urgency from Kawhi, the desire, the need to send a message to LeBron was palpable. Mm-hmm. And LeBron's non-response was equally palpable. Yeah. LeBron's got a big problem on his hands. Because he's no longer young enough or good enough to deal with that guy.
Well, maybe the fact that he's not good enough and young enough to deal with him, that's a problem. But the rivalry aspect of this, I'm not buying just yet. It's still so early. We don't know what the—like, Kyle Kuzma didn't even play.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even know what this Lakers team can be.
Sure.
Or, to be honest with you, cannot be.
Well,
because their bench,
about the score.
Their bench was horrendous.
They had no bench.
Relative to the Clippers bench, which, I mean, what did they outscore?
60-19, I think it was. They'll have no bench the whole year.
Think about that.
It's terrible.
60-19. Well, that was the bench
when you trade the whole roster.
Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams were like, all right, forget Kawhi. We won this game. Yeah. It wasn't about LeBron versus Kawhi.
Kawhi was great.
But you know what I mean.
At
the end of the day, the difference is what happens when your stars sit down. When the Clippers stars sat down, they didn't lose much production. When the Lakers stars sat down, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, they got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all. So,
and Danny Granger's not hitting, what do you have, eight
Danny
threes?
Danny Green, yeah.
Danny Green not going to hit eight threes every
night.
He's good.
No, he was great.
I mean, yeah, last night he was actually great. And he's a good player.
Agreed.
He probably, I mean, statistically, you're not going to see that every night from Danny Green. And what happens when you don't?
But I will caution this, BT. It's game one.
I'm not talking about the
82.
Results. I said that. Even if the Lakers won.
But they're not even finished.
I'm saying this.
They're not finished yet. The Lakers don't know
who they are. Paul George didn't play.
True. But the Lakers don't know who they are yet. They got to figure.
Neither do the Clippers.
Yeah, but
40% of their starting lineup is going to be new. True. And it's two of the 10 best players in the game.
True, but Kawhi, as you just mentioned, Kawhi Leonard and this Clippers squad, even though there's some vets, like older vets on this team, it's like new. It's like young. It's like there's just new energy
I'm
here.
I'm not talking about that. You're right. I'm not disagreeing with you on this.
And they're sprinting out. They're like, this is what we're going to do. But the NBA season, just like the MLB season, is a marathon. Right, you gotta like get your legs. You can't burn all your glycogen in the first.
Dropping glycogens on
it. It is what it is.
How about some old school? I can't even say it. Glycogens. How about some old school? You know what? Somebody squares you up at a schoolyard. You got to punch back, or you get left off the
court.
But
it doesn't
LeBron
matter.
Didn't punch back.
But it doesn't matter.
I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, in round 82 when they play at the end of the year.
Well, okay.
And LeBron knocks him out.
You think that's really going to happen?
I don't know.
When his legs are wobbly because he's 36.
I don't know. He's not 36. He'll be 35.
Whatever
he
is. He's playing a million minutes. And he's, you know, it is what it is. Listen, let me ask you this, Kobe Bryant. Let's take Kobe for a second.
Yes.
All right. Can you? I want everybody to think about it in this way for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't see the commercials, so you don't have that imagery going through. I'm going to show you during the break because the commercials are pretty interesting. They're going for the throat. He says, "It's my city."
Yeah,
like there's nothing. There's no mixed message. It's my city now, and you still reside there. Imagine if Kobe was on the Lakers.
Yeah, but
hold on. Kobe's on the Lakers, and Kawhi Leonard coming off a championship. He's from Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
He launches this incredibly, for him, cool and fresh and aggressive marketing campaign, not just throughout the city for the team, but for New Balance as well.
It's a marketing campaign.
I understand that, but he's taking over the city, and LeBron's sitting around saying, nah, we good, man. Nothing to see here, man. Yeah. We good. No rivalry. Are you kidding? It's more than a rivalry.
First
coming
of all,
for your heart.
First of all, you can't
Who
compare.
Doesn't see this?
You can't compare him to Kobe Bryant.
Because Kobe would have said, this is my house.
Okay.
I don't care what logo's on this court. I am going to eat you tonight. I am going to swallow you whole.
Is this LeBron's house?
You.
Is this LeBron's house?
Is it? That's the whole point. It's up for grabs. And Kawhi saying, it's mine.
I think it's a rented abode for LeBron. LeBron's been the majority of his career in Cleveland.
That's my whole point.
He's a legend in Cleveland.
Equity in LA.
He might be a sub-legend in Miami. In LA, he's just there right now.
He's got. I have the same amount of equity in LA that LeBron James has.
I don't disagree with you.
We have none.
I don't disagree with you. And LeBron knows that. And he's not going to come, you know, clap back with his own commercial and be like, no, this is my town.
Soft.
Right. Look.
Wimpy. Not the hair. I'm not calling him wimpy.
Let Kawhi stand on his, you know, soapbox or mountaintop because they won one game against the Lakers and pound his chest that he's the man.
But he's not doing that.
He is, obviously, after
the game, he didn't do it.
Yeah, I know, but he obviously
did it even more impressively before the game, and then he did it during the game.
Obviously, with his commercial, let him say, this is my town. At the end of the day, we don't know whose town it's going to be.
It's going to be Kawhi's more than it's going to be LeBron's.
Or LeBron and AD could find their roles. Let's not forget, they're in a completely different new scenario.
Kawhi.
Yeah,
forgetting that.
But Kawhi's game translates better than I think LeBron's game translates. And what I mean by that is Kawhi is one, a fantastic defender. Mm-hmm. And so defense stimulates offense. It's just this reality of sport. And it creates transition. It's a different energy when your team is sound defensively or even elite defensively. And the way Kawhi's game is, he's not the catalyst all the time. Yes, he can be, but he's not the point guard. You know what I mean? He's not trying to feed somebody else. He's trying to score, right? And with LeBron, he's transitioning into this new role. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to feed Anthony Davis. Even Anthony Davis said, we're trying to figure each other out. I hear what you're saying. And from a non, you know,
basketball specific?
No.
Because I'm not talking about the game.
No,
I'm not talking about the game.
From a surface interpretation of what happened over the last day and a half.
But it's not surface. What had actually happened? It's deeper than surface.
But it's one game.
I understand. But it's the only thing we have to. And again, I'm not saying LeBron's not going to eventually hammer back. I would certainly hope that he will. Again, you have to see the ads. I mean, the guy says, this is my city. This is my city. And then he comes out and he punks you on your court share. LeBron did not play well last night. He didn't play well. Turned the ball over all night. He shot 1-for-5 from three. He was 7-for-19, which is barely above 33%. LeBron James did not play well. Kawhi was awesome.
Yeah.
So the first round.
Taking a time.
LeBron's on his back and he's bloodied.
He's taking his time.
I just hope that he realizes he's got to fight back.
I think he will.
Because
it's LeBron James.
You think Kobe would do that? Honestly, what would Kobe have done? What would Michael Jordan have done last
night? Well, Kobe's different because Kobe was a career Laker. It would have meant something to Kobe, right? To LeBron, this doesn't. I mean, maybe it means a little something, but it probably doesn't mean.
He better start taking it a little more personal than he has so far. He better.
Maybe.
It's the same building.
Maybe. They don't even love him yet. They don't even love him in Lakerland.
Well, they're not going to love him if he keeps so walking away from a fight. That's for damn sure. I'll tell you who. He's played one game, Kawhi. Clippers, you know, like bad. I mean, they were good last year, but like bad franchises quickly gravitate to something special. I get that. I'm fair.
Right. Who else do they have to lean on?
I hear you. I got it. I hear you.
Kawhi's my all-time favorite Clipper ever.
Danny Manning. Right. Mark Jackson. I got you.
Right.
But Charles Smith. But one game as a Clipper, Kawhi already established like rules, almost like, This is the way it's going to go down. This is what I projected on TV in my commercials. This is what I projected on the billboards all over LA and Southern California. And the first time I step on the court, this is the way it's going down. My rules, not yours. You're too old and you're too past your prime. Now, this guy, LeBron, you're number two for the Lakers, right? He's already taking pictures, putting himself with Magic and putting himself with Wilt and Jerry White. Are you kidding me? Dude, make the playoffs once. I think LeBron's in for a rude awakening that, you know, this love affair. Laker fans expect championships. And when you don't deliver, they don't love you at all. Mm-hmm. It's not a two-way. Like, the only way they reciprocate is if you deliver.
I hear
you. Clipper, and I know you know that, but I'm surprised that you're not on LeBron.
It's one game.
Because you are a
competitor. I can't get on LeBron on one game.
I'm not talking about the loss.
I can't get on LeBron about one game.
He was, even the way Kawhi was going at him on the court. Like, that's what I'm talking about. That's real stuff right there. That is real. And I loved it. Kawhi was great. He really, and listen, he didn't start off well, but this Clipper team is, they are going to be, you're not going to want to mess with these guys. They have an attitude, and they've got an agenda. And if LeBron thinks he's going to float through this year because he's LeBron, he's going to get knocked around a lot this year. I think that people are starting to sense vulnerability with his game. He can't move. I know he had that nice block last night, which was sweet. But, I mean, people go by him. So You want to call me, you know, Johnny overreaction? That's fine. That's fine. Just understand that I'm saying this. I'm not reacting to the final score. I'm not reacting, not even really to the box score. I'm reacting to the intensity and the urgency and the desire to make the city his. To me, that is real. And LeBron's got to realize that fast. 855-212-4227, Tiki and Tierney Show. Listen, still, it's early, and we'll get a sense of the NBA season. We'll get a little more tonight. Got a lot of games, which is sweet. That Raptors ring is incredible. How do you wear that thing out?
You can't.
And that thing is...
He's got a 1.5 million, or 1.5 carat diamond in it.
That's just the one diamond.
I know.
That's absolutely insane. And you know what? Siakam delivered. We'll obviously talk about that. Kyle Lowry was very good. Freddie Van Vliet was good before he hurt his ankle. I think Lowry and Van Vliet had 56 points, whatever it was. So the NBA season's underway. We've got inbounds, out of bounds. Do you agree that LeBron needs to realize that this is a rivalry? Like, if I'm a Laker fan and I hear him say it's not a rivalry, I'd be like, what are you talking about, man? You got to engage him back. They're coming for you, man. They're coming to stomp you out. He's got to feel that. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes save 15% or more on car insurance here on this Wednesday around the country. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM, Channel 206. LeBron saying it's not a rivalry. You know, as I think about this during the break, he might be right. It's deeper than that. It's about survival. It's about survival in the basketball sense. Trying to survive. You know, I know L.A.'s big, all right? And just like New York is big. But if the Knicks ever get good and the Nets are good during that point, one team's going to emerge. As big as it is, it's not big enough for both teams to be the man.
But I think New York, there's enough room for two.
Not from their point of view either.
Yeah, I mean, but that's only because from their existence in Brooklyn.
They're like the Clippers in a lot of ways, going back to New Jersey.
True. But their existence in Brooklyn, they've pitted themselves against the Knicks.
They've taken, yeah. Well, right? Now I don't even think they look at the Knicks as anything that's... I think they look at the Celtics and the Sixers and the Raptors and
But I think
teams.
If they both were good, there would be enough space. There's enough fandom, right? Because there's a built-in Knicks.
I mean, sure. But I tell you what.
I don't know if L.A.'s that way, though.
You know what I wouldn't want? I wouldn't want to hear R.J. Barrett say in 3 years, that's not a rivalry. No, you're damn right it's a rivalry. This is the city, and, you know, I would prefer that my team view it as a rivalry.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Listen, LeBron, I showed you the video during the New Balance campaign during the break. I showed it to Tiki. And it's a little subtle troll as he turns on the ignition, grabs the keys, turns on the ignition. You see a little king's crown dangling.
I saw it.
I didn't make it up. So a guy who's never referred to himself as the king, never, now takes the one thing that LeBron always hashtags himself with, king me, king about to explode. What else? What other dopey stuff does he put on Instagram, like a 15-year-old that he just completely always glorifies himself with? But it's actually ridiculous.
But isn't
redemption season for the king? I think that was one yesterday.
But isn't it shading Kawhi back by not responding to it? By not
when he hands you your ass on the court. It's
like,
not
like if you're, I don't know, say you have a little brother and your little brother's like, I own you now.
Yeah.
Right. I got you. Yeah. And you just kind of dismiss him.
Sounds like a Santa thought. You feeding him this nonsense?
No, not that
Listen,
analogy.
As a Yankee fan,
I knew it had come from this guy.
But it didn't. But isn't similar. Isn't that more dismissive? Isn't that more hurtful for the little?
Yes, it is. Until the little guy eventually reaches up and then pops you in the face, and you're on your back, like the Clippers did last night.
Yeah, but it was one time.
All right,
you gotta beat me every time.
Listen, I think it was a weak move by LeBron. Not that there's not 81 games to change things, but the first game. The energy, he had a feel that he had a sense, a different urgency, the edges were a little more jagged than I think that he anticipated.
Yep.
And listen, it's just my thought. Doesn't mean that I'm right. I'm right for myself. You guys might disagree, but if I'm LeBron, you got to come a little more correct than that. I thought that was pretty weak. Freddie's in Utah, and Freddie is first up here on Tiki and Tierney CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Fred? How you doing today?
BT, my brother. How are you, sir?
What's up there, Frederick? How you doing today?
Tiki, my brother, thanks to you, I've been heartburn-free for about a year and a half.
I like it.
Probably not OTC.
I like it. You're sending some Prilosec?
I like
what
it.
Is this whole thing?
Yeah, Prilosec. You know he had to read for a long time.
Yeah. You hooked him up?
No, he just got it.
Nice.
There you go, Fred. Advertising at its best.
That's good.
What's up, Fred?
It works. Hey, I agree with you, BT. It's like if we were in the cage on West 4th Street and those college kids back in the day when they used to come home, we knew who the players was. They came and tried to take over the court. There's no way.
I hear you.
Them with everything. And last night, LeBron tried to come out like that, but Kawhi showed him, the youngster, he's going to take over L.A. LeBron shouted himself with a bunch of guys that not going to be able to stay healthy. I don't know if LeBron going to be able to stay healthy the whole season.
That's a good
and
point.
And their bench is garbage, so they're going to be in big trouble, and the Clippers will take over L.A.
Hey, Fred, you hit on a lot there, but the biggest thing I take away from that is that they're not even showing signs of age yet. They will. The Los Angeles Lakers will show signs of age.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron will. They'll take some maintenance days. Last year was an anomaly, we think, when he missed a third of the season. What happens if he misses 25 games this year?
Well,
they're not winning without him.
Well, at least they have Anthony Davis. They didn't have Anthony Davis last year to carry the load.
True, but Anthony Davis is not winning a game by himself.
If LeBron missed 20, they can go 13-7, or 14-6. Anthony Davis is awesome.
Yeah, but the West is different, man.
No, I understand that. But Kuzma would have to step up, and other guys would have to play
but
well. I get it.
He's hurt.
Well, he's just going to miss one game.
Yeah, true, but we'll see.
All right. Terry's watching us on the tube here. I'm not sure what state Terry is in. Terry's got us up on CBS Sports Network. Terry, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm from Chicago, man.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I see it now. My bad. It was right in front of me.
this is how I feel. LeBron has never been a person who has that killer instinct. He wasn't that in Cleveland. He wasn't that in Miami. And he sure isn't that in L.A. because would no one be able to come to Michael Jordan's place and say he's the king?
There's no chance.
Jordan. Yeah, but Terry, no. It's not his place. It's like he's renting, a townhouse in a different city. That's what this feels like to me. He's not a Laker. Like we're all of a sudden making him a Laker.
LeBron, he's a Laker more than Kawhi's been a Clipper.
Okay,
just based on the tenure.
Okay, Terry, thank you for your call. Let's parse this out real quick. Kawhi Leonard was in the Spurs with the Spurs. All right, he was not the man.
Except one of the championships,
okay.
He was.
Hold on. He was not the man.
Okay.
It was Tim Duncan's team. It was, a Popovich-led, with, why am I forgetting? Parker.
Ginobili.
Like, those were the guys. Here comes this young kid who's an unbelievable defender, wins the MVP, and becomes sort of like the face, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
And then things go haywire, and they bounce him out, and he goes to Toronto, where he's there for a season. He knows he's not going to be there.
Yeah, and he wins a championship.
And that's notwithstanding. It doesn't matter that he won a championship. He goes to Toronto. He wins a championship. It's not his home. I mean, hell, they didn't even buy his jersey until after he won the championship. Remember, people from Toronto called me, and the first thing I would ask, you have a Kawhi Leonard jersey? No, we don't have one yet. They win a championship. Do you have a Kawhi Leonard jersey?
Okay, so he's been bouncing around a little bit.
What's the point? So he gets
so
to
LeBron.
LA. He gets to LA
yeah.
where he wants to be. And it's him. Like, he's not leaving the L.A. Clippers. And in 2 years, he's not opting out of his contract and be like, I'm bouncing somewhere else now.
Okay.
I want to win a championship. He wants to own this place. LeBron was drafted in Cleveland, tried his ass off to win a championship. They wouldn't surround him with enough people. He said, I got to taste what a championship feels like. So he goes to Miami, owns it down there, gets the consecutive championships. He wins one or two. Then he has to make right by his hometown, goes back home, wins a championship, improbably for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and that's his home, man.
Sure,
that's his domain.
That was it. He willingly left.
It's his domain.
That was his home.
It's his domain. Then he hit 35, 34 years old, and he started to say, "Man, basketball is great. I mean, I'm headed towards being a billionaire, but I got these other things I want to do." And the only way I'm going to be able to do those other things, not necessarily basketball, those other things, is to go to Los Angeles, where I've had a home for a couple of years.
Couple homes.
Exactly.
Two homes.
Exactly. So I'm in L.A. Yeah, we're going to try to be a champion. It's going to be hard. But I'm here for other reasons.
Oh, that's going to be easier than I thought. But that's really truly his mental state.
Honestly?
Then Kawhi
you're probably
won
right.
before he even stepped on the court last
honestly,
night.
Honestly, you're probably right. LeBron doesn't play defense anymore. LeBron isn't that dog. that you used to see on both ends of the court.
He's not a pure shooter.
In fact, they've done many research studies on his game, how he just chills until he needs it because he has to.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's a different.
But I know all these things.
But we're talking about two.
That's nothing that I don't know.
But we're talking about, we're trying to compare a different era in a sense.
No, I'm comparing a different mindset. Not a different era, a different tenacity.
Yes, and LeBron has earned the right to have a different mindset.
Okay, that's fair. If that's your point of view, I respect it.
I think it's a fight.
I would expect, for a guy who's in the conversation with Michael Jordan as the greatest of all time, rise up to the challenge on opening night.
He's not really in that conversation.
I understand that, but he's behind Jordan for us, and Kareem might even be there for me. He's one. He's two, three. He's two or three.
But it's opening night.
And that's even more reason. Everybody's watching you. It's the only game going on after the Raptors and the Pelicans played. There's no other game.
What's more important for the L.A. Lakers? Is it more important for the L.A. Lakers to come out firing on opening night and showing, hey, we're the boss, beating our chest in L.A., we're dominating this, or to, by the end of the season, gel into somewhat of a competitor for the NBA championship? What's more important?
It would be the latter.
Exactly.
But I would submit that you could have had a little bit of both. I don't think you have to go 100%. Let's save it for the end. And
I just,
you could have been a little more tenacious last night.
I'll put it this way.
It's okay.
I'll put it this way.
If he played harder last night, I wouldn't have started the show like this.
What played out is actually, I think, happened. This first game was very important to Kawhi Leonard. He got himself gassed up by New Balance. He got himself gassed up by Doc Rivers and all of his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
This is our home, and this is Staples Center. Yeah, it's there. It feels like the Lakers, but this is our. They got themselves gassed up.
Yep.
Whereas LeBron and the Lakers were like, okay, it's the first game of the season, but it's not that important. It's not defining what we are or who we're going to be.
Okay. I mean,
that's how I believe it.
I'm just saying, with a new coach. And, you know, if that was LeBron's mindset or even loosely interpreted, you might want to remind him that he missed 40 games last year. He should come back with a little something to prove this year.
Yeah.
If LeBron's coming off the MVP last year and he played 77 games and, you know, he somehow willed the Lakers to the Western Conference Finals and they just lost to a superior Warriors team, a little different. Suppose he's got a little something to prove this year. They didn't even make the playoffs. So, again, I'm disappointed in LeBron. Doesn't mean he can't change the narrative a little bit, you know, but stop using these buzzwords, because he used the word narrative. Stop using buzzwords and maintenance and what was the word that he used yesterday that bothered me?
Oh,
about preserving energy.
Yeah.
Just play basketball, dude. Stop putting scientific terms behind it. Get on the court and play like you used to play in the schoolyard when your life depended on it, then you try to get out of the hood. That's how you should have played last night. Now, you can't play.
But that's
like,
not him anymore.
Well, then Kawhi's going to devour him.
Maybe. But do you think LeBron really cares?
I would hope he does. As an all-time great, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he does. Mm. And if he doesn't, we miscast him, elevated him too high, too prematurely, and I will be very disappointed.
Mm.
An all-time great, if already, with multiple years to go on his contract, you just got Anthony Davis, already you're disengaged? It's a bad look. If that's the case, that wouldn't sit well with me, and it certainly wouldn't sit well with Laker fans. 855-212-4227. Ack, how you doing today, Ack?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Good. Ack complained 20 minutes straight about how long the World Series was last night, how laborious of a watch it was.
Not 20 minutes.
Hey, come on.
It was a great game, though.
What's that?
It was a great game,
and really a great outcome. We have no dog in the fight. Respect both teams. I think the Astros are better, but the Nats obviously have some weaponry the Yankees didn't in terms of working the pitch count, et cetera. A little more like the Tampa Rays, if you think about
that's right.
it. And that was a good if you want a long series, that was a good result. So, obviously, baseball is going on, and Axe Update is coming at you right now. Here's Rich Ackerman. All right, time to ask the pros here on Tiki and Tierney, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Here's how you do it. Just tweet us at CBS Sports Radio and use the hashtag AskThePros, at CBS Sports Radio, hashtag AskThePros. Make sure you stick around. Listen later on to the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs, guaranteed low prices, and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. So, I'm not going to beat this to a bloody pulp, obviously, realizing it's one game here, but I did think LeBron backed down a bit. Not in the sense where he completely ran away from confrontation. Obviously, I'm not implying that, but, you know, the aggressive billboard campaign, you know, the new Balance ads, you know, it's about my city, it's about my turf, my territory. There was some symbolism last night. That's what I take away from the game. Some think I'm overreacting based on the tweet. Some think I'm right on point. It's all good. It's just...
some think LeBron should move to China.
Yeah, some think he should move to China. We got some of those tweets as well. 855-212-4227. Let's squeeze in William before we get to inbounds, out of bounds. And I think William disagrees with me. Go ahead, William. You're in Las Vegas. Let it fly, buddy. What you got?
Hey, I think it's a little bit overhyped, overrated last night. Last night, that wasn't really all about him. That was a strategic loss, in my opinion.
What?
Go ahead.
A strategic loss.
Yeah, explain that one to
what
us.
Is that?
Here's what I mean, by that. They played small ball against an undersized team and really didn't apply their size for that entire game. Hmm. When they did, they got guys like Harrell in foul trouble. They were actually doing well. They got up to the big lead by running pick and rolls inside. And when they came back, they did the same thing, even when Dwight Howard was in the game. And they really didn't do that. A smaller team wants nothing more than you to run up and down the court with them. Because if they beat you there, you negate your size.
But again, when you say, I'm hung up on the word strategic. So you're implying, and by the way he just documented the game, he's on point.
He's absolutely
that
right.
That stuff went down.
No
but
doubt.
Then Dwight Howard's not going to bring much to the table this year. But let me ask you this, William.
36 years old.
Yeah, no, when you say strategic loss, do you mean concealing stuff that you'll unleash later in the season when it matters? Is that what you mean?
No, not keeping focus on the game plan that got you up to a 13-4 lead.
Well, then that's coaching. That's
coaching. But see, that's an adjustment. That's a mental adjustment that can be made over the next 81 games.
Sure,
and that's
I'm not really worried about that.
All right, man, I got you, buddy. And again, I'm not honing in on the loss. That's not my main. I don't care if they lost. I don't care if they won.
Yeah.
Last night, if LeBron was as disengaged as I thought he was,
he brings up something too that we haven't talked about yet because we haven't been talking basketball a lot, obviously, with the NFL season in full swing and the playoffs being as interesting, Major League Baseball playoffs being as interesting as they have been. College football has been all over the place. Who knows what the heck is going to happen week in, week out. The Lakers have a new coach.
Yeah.
And Frank Vogel, who is known not as an innovator in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be a significant, I think, learning curve for him with this type of skill and this type of player in LeBron James. I mean, the biggest star he coached was probably Paul George. That was before Paul George was a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy Hibbert, but that was like that was back when, hey, Roy, go get us 25 points in the
Stone Ages of the NBA.
Exactly, seriously.
Not many Roy Hibberts around
wasn't that
anymore.
Long ago, but
maybe Taco Fall's the new Roy Hibbert. He's trying to get it going.
True.
Point taken, though. But, I mean, it's a different – that's why I didn't love the hire.
I agree.
I mean, that was part of the reason I didn't like it. Jason Kidd's not going to be starstruck.
No.
And I'm not – Frank Vogel's not going to be starstruck. That sounds ridiculous.
No, I'm not saying that.
I said that. I don't want –
But handling a star
– yeah, that's a different talent.
It's a completely different talent. We saw it with Boston last year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And we saw it with David Blatt, who didn't do it well.
That's right.
In Cleveland.
Even though he got to the finals, but he got bounced.
That's true. Should we save inbounds? Should we get to it now? Want to save it? All right, let's save it a little bit. So we'll push that back because there's some good questions here. Something on Tom Brady, something on the Raptors, something on the Cubbies and their managerials, something on Sooner. Did you see how violent? I know you did.
Yeah, I did.
How violent that collision was?
I mean, I'm shocked nobody was hurt.
So
now,
was I.
And I guess because the main...
carriage?
No, the main, guy sitting on the carriage, they're outside of it.
Yeah.
And then, so if it's falling, you know it's falling. Like, you can feel
it. Oh, so you're not going to get crushed, you mean?
Exactly. You can feel that it's going over. You just, you bail, right? And you're not that high off the ground. But I was shocked that nobody got hurt. And more importantly, that the horses didn't get hurt.
Yeah, yeah. When I first saw it, I saw it on social media, and I kind of laughed. I thought it was like a goof. Like, I thought, it was a little, little accident. And then I really went back and I watched it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, woof,
I agree with
that could have been.
I thought it was like they were spoofing or something, but it was serious. What did you think about, I mean, we talked about the Raptors rings, BT.
Yeah.
Which are ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
What is it, 1.12?
1.3 individual carat and then obviously stuff around it.
That's a big diamond because they don't do that for.
It's like brass knuckles at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
They look like.
So they got their rings, which is amazing. They're very unique. If you hadn't seen them, go check them out on social media. You can see them everywhere. Or if you're watching us on the network, they have it up there. But remember we talked yesterday about Pascal Siakam and how they decided to pay him. And
Four for 130.
It's a big number for a guy who's basically had one solid year, even though he helped win the championship. Two of the previous years, he was in back-and-forth two-way contract with the G League, so he learned. But it paid off, man. He scored 38. In that game, I mean...
And he fouled out.
And he fouled out, exactly. Think if he would have played...
He could have gone 40-20.
Like, what's his upside? I mean, maybe we short-sold him because of you know, he's just benefiting because Kawhi is there and Kawhi is making him better. And they got to double and focus on Kawhi. You know, Siakam, you know, he's benefiting because of the lack of attention. How good can this kid be?
You know,
it's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell.
It's only one game, but man. He looked amazing.
And we didn't. When you say we sold him short, we didn't sell him short to the point where we questioned whether or not he deserved that.
No. We knew he was good.
We actually thought it was smart.
But he's a superstar. That's what I'm saying.
I want to see him shoot better before I throw that on him. But here's what I notice about him. And, you know, this is going to seem like a very simple statement. I mean, I could try to jazz it up, but I'm not going to make anything up. I'm going to tell you what I see. And when I see Siakam play, I see a young man who knows his limitations. And that is often overlooked in pro sports.
He knows what
he doesn't do well.
That's a good point.
Like, he's not out there trying to yo-yo and like bang it up and make. No, there's not a lot of wasted motion.
That's a good point.
He's very decisive and he's very team-oriented and he's very energetic and he's very passionate. And, you know, one thing about the NBA, you watch the league. I mean, you get a team on the wrong night. If you play with any sort of integrity, even bad teams can squeeze out, you know, 25, 28, 29 wins just by playing hard. And I'm not trying to frame him simply as a lunch pail character with no talent. He's obviously pretty talented. But I think his ceiling is, I almost think he's like an offensive Rodman in a weird way. A modern offensive Rodman.
Interesting analogy.
Instead of 2.0 Rodman, Rodman 10.0.
Yeah, because he's not that type of rebounder, like vicious.
No, energy. Bounce.
But he does have that energy, and he uses it more on the offensive end as opposed to the defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
He also can use it on the defensive end because he's a good defender and he's long as hell. Like his arm, look at him and he's like, man, you're like gargantuan arms out there and his big hands. But this Toronto team who played short last night, they only went 8 deep, which is odd for, you know, game one. But I guess Nick Nurse wants to win the opener at home when you get your ring. So you play the guys that you know are going to be there for you.
Yeah.
Which makes a little bit of sense.
Sure. Usually you let down on that night, too.
Usually
you get the rings, you kind of chill and your head's in space.
But you're lucky because
your head kicked in.
You play the Pelicans,
who
don't have Zion Williamson.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody really other than Brandon Ingram had a night to be remembered. J.J. Redick did, but J.J. Redick is always that way.
Lonzo had some nice passes, too. He made one I was watching where he almost, it looked like he palmed the ball. Do you see where he kind of cuffed it?
I feel like he does that all the time, though.
But it was a pass, and he cuffed it and passed it in one motion.
He does that without passing, too, though.
So he does. He does. Almost they all do it these days. I know. They all carry it. But he cuffed it and then passed like a one bouncer to, who the hell is the guard?
Favors?
No, Holiday, who double pumped it and laid in it. Beautiful pass. He wasn't even looking at him either. You got a real sense of his court vision, which we all know he has. Listen, the NBA is going to be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah.
Who's playing tonight? I mean, basically, almost everybody's playing tonight. Let's see. All right, the Bulls and the Hornets. I think the Bulls will be a little bit better than people think. You know, I'm a marketing fan.
Mm-hmm.
You're still not buying them fully.
I just got to see them.
I got you.
And the problem is I didn't watch them a lot last year
just
because they weren't really relevant.
Yep. Cavs at the Magic.
Game is Boston-Philly.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I'm Beeline's first crack at the NBA. Magic should be pretty good. They should be pretty good. The Grizzlies, Ja Morant at the Heat, Jimmy Butler, Timberwolves in the Nets, Kyrie Irving, that's in Brooklyn. Wizards at the Mavericks, no John Wall. You got Bradley Beal. You got KP and Doncic. The Timberwolves are a team. I mean, eventually they're going to have to make some decisions here. Like, is Karl Anthony Towns what we thought?
I don't know if I can define him yet. Because there's good things about his game.
There's great things about his game.
Course, we like him. Remember he was here. We like him. He's a good kid.
Dr. Towns.
Yeah,
doctor wants to be a doctor, surgery.
Right? And he just feels like a good kid.
He's a great kid.
That you want to build around. He's got the game. He's got the skill. But when are you going to hit that oomph, right?
Mm-hmm.
We thought about the same conversation with Antetokounmpo, right? It's like, when are you hitting that moment? He hit his moment, right? You have it with some of these big guys, big men who were nouveau in the league, and we're still waiting on Karl Anthony Towns to do that.
Is this year five?
This is year five.
It's year five, right?
Or four, maybe. Yeah, it's five.
I think it's five. You know, and he is a good free throw shooter for a big man. He's not particularly explosive. I mean, he's not a subpar athlete, but he's not an uber athlete. I don't know. I don't know if he's. 2 years in, I said you can build around this guy for sure. I'm not. I mean, you could build around them. I'm just not sure how much you're going to win, you know? All right, hour two coming up. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.